9 Most Common Crate Training Mistakes and How to Fix Them by WatsonDogProducts.com. Your pet will help round out your family in a way that no other external resource can. If you have a great dog, you have a responsibility to train it well. Dogs need to learn how to behave, and crate training is an excellent method to employ. Whether you have a new puppy or an older pooch, crate training can help them learn how to behave and will make your life much easier in the long run. It's a common misconception that dogs don't like crates. In fact, many experts and dog trainers have found that dogs enjoy having crates, and that crate training can produce a happier and more well-behaved pet, especially if done with a pup. We're going to let you in on a little secret: 9 mistakes people make when dog crate training. Keep reading to make sure you're not making any of these common errors. 9 crate training mistakes to avoid. Mistake number 1. Wrong size. It's crucial to locate the correct dimension for your pet crate. If you buy a crate that is too big or too small, you will encounter problems. When trying to crate train your dog, you want to create a safe environment for them to rest, but you need to leave room for them to use the bathroom. You don't need to spend a lot of money to purchase cages of different sizes. Many large cages provide a spare part you can use for separation. You can expand the cage little by little as the child grows. Mistake number 2. Putting the crate in a separate room. Where you place your dog's crate is important for their comfort. You want your pet to feel safe and secure in their crate. If you place the crate in an unused room, your pup may not want to get in it. When a dog is left alone, it can become anxious and stressed. This can cause them to cry or whine, which can be difficult for owners to listen to. All you have to do is keep the crate in view of the monitor so you can watch how your canine is doing. With the support of trusted behavior, you can build a stronger relationship between the both of you. Mistake number 3. Uncomfortable crate. Helping your dog familiarize itself with its crate makes it as comfortable and convenient as possible. When deciding on the size of the crate, you should think about whether your canine friend is able to stand up and turn around in it properly. A nice fluffy bed with a few blankets inside, and your dog will surely feel comfortable entering it regardless of whether the door is open. Mistake number 4. Crating for a long period of time. The ideal time to leave your dog in its crate during the day is 8 hours. If you're going to be late from work or have other errands, you can either stop and give them a break or skip that day. As frequently as possible, avoid leaving your dog in its crate for extended periods of time. If your pet is well-trained and exercised, he should be able to sleep through the night in his crate. Mistake number 5. Punishment. If you use the crate as punishment, he may start to fear it and will no longer want to go in willingly. It might damage their emotional development and reduce the rate at which they grow. Puppies respond better to positive encouragement, such as treats or rewards, when they do something right. Forcing them in a cage when they make a mistake is much more ineffective. Mistake number 6. Not crating during the day. Are you still crate training your puppy during the night only, yet expect them to be quiet at different times of the day? At night is a very long time for puppies not used to their crate. It is best to crate them during the day too, so that there are much briefer crate durations mixed in. Mistake number 7. Hitting the crate. Another common mistake people make when they crate train their dogs is hitting the top or side of the crate. If the dog is crying or whining, it may be trying to tell you something. Never, under any circumstances, should you resort to hitting or yelling at your dog. It can be rather frightening for the little dog when they're enclosed in one tight place with no way out. Mistake number 8. Keep their collar on. A collar is important, but it's dangerous if it gets stuck on the side or top. Injuries can result if care isn't taken in these cases. There's always the risk that your dog could slip out an open door, but attaching a collar will make it simpler for you to spot them. When they're in their crate, they won't be able to escape, so they don't need to have their collar on. Mistake number 9. Respond to crying. If your pet is in their crate and they want to get outside, they may whine or bark. Do not respond to these sounds, and they will quit. If you give them positive attention, they will soon learn that this attitude is necessary for getting what they want. You must wait until they are calm if you want to encourage them to behave properly. Only let them out of the crate once they are calm. Properly crate training your dog is not as complex a task as it may seem. By avoiding these common mistakes, you can make it as easy as possible. At least daily, spend some time training your dog in its crate, and you will see that your dog will begin to enjoy spending time in his crate happily very quickly. Of course, be patient, and your pet will be happy spending time in its crate.